我们继续来学习第三个单元，论一人。
Today, we're going to continue to study the third important teaching of Proverbs, which is the righteous man.
如何成为一个义人？
How can we become a righteous man?
第一个，我们要被称义。
First of all, we need to be justified.
这就是保罗所说的，你们得救乃是，你们得救在乎。本乎恩，也应着信。
Just like Paul said that we are saved by grace through faith.
本乎恩，就是神赐给我们救赎的恩典。
We're saved by grace because God has given us the grace of salvation.
借着主耶稣的宝血，我们能够被称义。
It is through the blood of Jesus Christ that we're able to be justified as righteous.
这也是保罗在罗马书里头所强调的因信称义。
And that is the main theme in the book of Romans when Paul taught us about being justified by faith.
第二个，我们要成为一个行道的人。
Secondly, we need to become a person who puts the word into our practice.
因为使徒约翰说，行义的才是义人。
Because Paul tells us that those who walk in faith is righteous.
这也就是雅各书里头所说的，信心没有行为是死的。
Just like in the book of James, he tells us that faith without deeds is dead.
所以罗马书跟雅各书它是不冲突的。
Therefore, the book of Romans and the book of James, they are not in conflict.
他们是互补。
Actually, they work together.
我们不但要对，我们不但要被称义，我们也要行义。
Not only do we need to be justified to be called righteous, we also need to walk in righteousness.
是的，我们得救。不是因为我们的行为。
It is true that we are saved not because of our own actions or deeds or work.
但是这不等于行为不重要，我们可以忽略行为。
But that doesn't mean that our deeds are not important, that we can overlook our deeds.
如果我们完全没有行为的话，甚至我们的得救是有问题的。
If we do not have any work of righteousness, then it will be questionable whether we can be saved or not.
我们不是因为行为得救，但是我们可能因为没有行为而不能得救。
We are not saved by our works, but it is possible that we cannot be saved because we do not have certain work and actions.
我们请参考启示录第三章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章第一节
Revelation chapter 3 verse 1
第一节你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说那有神的七灵和七星的说我知道你的行为暗明你是活的其实是死的
Verse 1 And to the angel of the church in Sardis write These things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars I know your worksthat you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead.
在这里主耶稣说这是一个没有行为的教会。
According to Jesus, this is a church that does not have actions of righteousness.
主耶稣甚至很严厉地说他们是死的。
Jesus sternly rebuked them saying that you are dead.
第五节第一句话凡得胜的必这样穿白衣。我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名。
Verse 5, He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life.
这里所说的得胜指的就是有行为。
This verse, when it mentions overcomes, it is referring to having works.
那得胜的名字会留在生命册上。
And those who overcome,His name will be on the book of life.
那没有得胜的名字就会被涂抹。
But those who does not overcome, then his name will be blotted out from the book of life.
所以如果没有好行为，我们可能会因为这样子而不能得救。
So if we do not have good deeds, that could be a reason why we cannot be saved.
这也就是为什么我们需要学习真言，我们要看重真言里头的教导。
That is why we need to study the book of Proverbs to see how we can have good deeds.
真言对义人有很多的讨论。
The book of Proverbs talk a lot about how to be righteous.
讲了很多义人的表现。
It describes a lot about the manifestation of a righteous man.
这些正可以来说明约翰所说的行义的才是义人。
This is what John is saying about those who actually have the actions of righteousness are considered righteous.
那义人的一个很重要的表现在于他的口，在于他所说的话。
A very important manifestation of a righteous man is the things that the righteous man say with his mouth.
所以在箴言里头谈到义人，常常提到义人的口。
So in the book of Proverbs, when it talks about the righteous man, it would mention the mouth of the righteous.
也就是义人所说的话。
Which means the words that the righteous man speak.
这些经节我们都有列在我们的讲义里头。
I have listed these verses in our handout.
那我们就特别来看其中的一个经节，箴言13章第五节。
So let us turn to one of these, Proverbs chapter 13.
箴言13章第五节。
Verse 5. Proverbs 13, verse 5.
一人恨恶谎言，恶人有臭名，且自惭愧。
A righteous man hates lying, but a wicked man is loathsome and comes to shame.
首先从这一节来看什么是恶人。
First of all, let us see the definition of a wicked man here.
所谓的恶人就是说谎话的人。
A wicked man is someone who lies.
说谎话让人留下不好的名声，让人是惭愧的。
A person who lies actually is loathsome and they will come to shame.
要做一个义人我们绝不说谎话。
A person who is righteous, first of all, will not lie.
那也就是说一个义人他总是诚实的。
That means a righteous man is always honest.
诚实是一个很正面很好的字眼。
Honesty is a positive word.
但是诚实在今天的社会里头却好像是非常的孤独的一个字眼。
The honesty in today's world seems to be a very lonely word.
现在的生活社会各个角落各个环境充满着不诚实。
Because we can see dishonesty in today's world in every corner.
员工对老板不诚实。
The employees might be dishonest towards the employer.
老板对员工不诚实。
Or the employer is being dishonest towards the employees.
政治人物对他的选民不诚实。
Or the governing parties are dishonest towards the citizens.
夫妻之间彼此不诚实。
The spouses are dishonest towards one another.
儿女对父母不诚实。
Children are dishonest towards their parents.
这个不诚实充满在整个生活里头。
Dishonesty really is filling our every corner of life.
诚实非常的正面，非常的重要，但是它却越来越少被看见。
Even though honesty is so positive and important, but we see it less and less in our lives.
所以人是生活在我骗人，人也骗我。
So a lot of us are living in the environment where we lie to others and others lie to us.
啊，这也就是为什么圣经有一句话说，没有一个义人。
That's why the Bible would claim that there's no righteous man on earth.
啊，因为不诚实就不是义人。
Because if we're not honest, then we're not considered righteous.
那为什么说谎话是这么的普遍？
Why is it that lying is so common nowadays?
啊，因为有时候说一个小谎话，好像可以省去很多的麻烦。
Because it seems like when we speak a lie, we will prevent a lot of troubles.
啊，很多的时候我们不愿意花一点时间用心的去处理事情。
Many times we do not want to spend the time and effort to solve a problem.
这个利百加为什么会教雅各去骗以撒？
Why did Rebecca teach Jacob to lie to Isaac?
啊，因为要去把整个事情说个清楚，说个明白，太麻烦了。
Because it was too troublesome for her to explain the entire situation to Isaac.
啊，就因为以撒身体上的弱点，那就骗骗他吧。
Because of Isaac's short weaknesses in his flesh, therefore it was easier for Rebecca to just speak a lie to him.
啊，但是我们一个基督徒，我们要很严肃的来看不诚实。说谎话这件事情。
But as a Christian, we need to seriously look at this matter of dishonesty.
啊，为什么说谎话是这么的不好？
Why is it dishonesty is so evil?
我们请看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音八章四十四节。
John chapter 8, verse 44.
你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲，你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因为他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning.And does not stand in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it.
这里很清楚地告诉我们为什么说谎话这么不好。
Here it tells us why speaking a lie is such an evil act.
啊，如果我们习惯于说谎话，我们就是认这个魔鬼为我们的父。
If we are a habitual liar, then we are admitting that the devil is our father.
啊，这是主耶稣对当时的一些犹太人所说的。
This is something that Jesus Christ spoke against the Israelites at the time.
啊，说谎话的就是认魔鬼为父。
Because speaking lies is to take the devil as a father.
那换一句话说呢，一个诚实的人是神喜爱这个人的很重要的原因。
In other words, honesty is a character that God is very pleased with.
我们请看箴言十一章第一节。
Let's turn to Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 1.
第一节，诡诈的天平为主所憎恶，公平的砝码为他所喜悦。
11 verse 1. Dishonest scales are an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight.
这在谈到生活里头的啊，比如说做买卖的事情。
This is referring to when we do business.
在生活当中啊，也是要看重诚实，不说谎这件事情。
In our daily lives, we need to really take it seriously in how we can be honest.
因为这里告诉我们，诚实是神所喜悦的。
Because God is pleased with honesty.
神的道也被称为是真实的道，诚实的道。
The word of God is considered the truth, which is honest words.
哦，所以神给我们的教训，他都会讲得很清楚，很明白。
Therefore, when he teaches us something, he will tell us very honestly and clearly.
哦，你照着做，会得到什么结果？
If you do according to what I say, this is the result that will happen.
你如果不愿意做，你会得到什么结果？
But if you are unwilling to do what I tell you to do, then you will have to suffer these consequences.
他会说明他的要求以及他所带来的结果。
He will tell us the teachings with the consequences.
但是魔鬼撒旦常常就不是这样子。
But that is not so with the devil.
比如说蛇跟夏娃之间的对话。
For example, we could see this in the conversation between the serpent and Eve.
我们就很明显的看到蛇它有所隐瞒，它没有把所有的事实都讲出来。
We can see from the conversation that the devil obviously hid some truth and did not tell the entire story.
所以我们要做义人，我们一定要努力的来做一个诚实的人。
So if we want to be a righteous man, we need to put in our effort to become a person who's honest.
那在以弗所书里头有关诚实它还有一个加上了一个要求。
In the book of Ephesians, there is an additional criteria to honesty.
我们请看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章十五节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15.
十五节，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于严守基督。
But speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ.
神就是爱。
God is love.
神在凡事上面都充满着爱。
God is full of love in all things.
今天我们是神的儿女。
Today we are the children of God.
我们在做每一件事情也都要有这个重要的严肃爱在里头。
Whatever we do, we also need to have the essence of love.
所以在这里保罗他就说用爱心来说诚实话。
Here, Paul encourages us to speak the truth in love.
说诚实话这个是对的。
Speaking the truth is the right thing to do.
那用爱心来说诚实话，这个不但是对，而且是美。
But speaking the truth in love, that's not only right, but it is also beautiful.
一般的人只讲求我做得对。
Most people only care about whether they're doing the right thing or not.
但是我们一个基督徒不但要对，而且要美。
But as a Christian, we not only care about what we do is right, but we also need to care whether it is beautiful or not.
因为爱心是最大的，最重要的。
Because love is the greatest.
凡事上都不能够忽略少了爱。
And it is the most important, so we cannot overlook it in any aspect of our lives.
纵然我们讲诚实话，我们也要有爱的严肃在里头。
Even if we are speaking the truth, we must do so in love.
那这能够真正的来感动人。
So that the truth that we speak can truly touch people's heart.
有爱的诚实话能够达到最大的效果。
Only the truth spoken in love can have the greatest effect.
比如说拿单先知他要去指出大卫的错误。
For example, Prophet Nathan was going to point out the mistake of David.
虽然大卫是王，但是先知要很诚实的来跟大卫讲，你犯了大错。
Even though David was a king, yet Prophet Nathan needed to tell him that he had made a big mistake.
而且先知是奉神的命令去的。
And the prophet was sent by God to tell him that.
那我们可以看到拿单他是怎么凭着爱心来说诚实话。
We could see how Prophet Nathan spoke words to David in love.
他不是一见到大卫就开始责备他，你犯了严重的罪。
He did not start the conversation by scolding David for his mistakes.
这个说他说诚实话的目标是什么？
What was purpose of speaking the truth to David?
就是希望大卫他能够认罪，他能够悔改。
The purpose was that so David can return back to God and to repent.
所以他是用引导的方式来指出大卫的犯错。
Therefore, he chose to guide him in order to point out his mistake.
他是很诚实的把事实讲出来的。
And he was very honest in speaking the truth.
但是他用爱心来讲诚实话。
Yet he did so with love.
所以他对大卫先讲了一个小故事。
That's why he started the conversation with a story.
最后我们看到拿单做的实在是非常的美。
We could see that what Nathan did was so beautiful.
因为大卫真的痛痛的他承认而且痛痛的悔改。
Because we could see that David was very contrite in his heart and he repented to God.
所以其实用爱心来 说诚实话能够得神的喜悦，也能够让我们人与人之间的相处变得更加的容易。
Therefore, speaking the truth in love is pleasing to God, but furthermore, it helps us in our interpersonal relationship.
我们人也常常习惯于选择性的来说诚实话。
We are in the habit of speaking the truth.
但我们求神赐给我们勇气，在每个方面我们都能够讲诚实话。
We ask that God will give us the courage to continue to speak the truth in all circumstances.
我们要常常提醒自己，我是要得神的喜悦，还是得人的喜悦？
And let us remind ourselves often, are we trying to please men or to please God?
如果我们很看重得神的喜悦，那我们要努力的讲诚实话。
If we value the fact that we could please God, then we need to be diligent in speaking the truth.
诚实才是这个神要我们要我们做的事情。
Because God wants us to be honest.
诚实才会是我们蒙福的原因。
And to be honest would be a reason why we would be blessed by God.
但是不诚实却很容易的在我们的生活里头。
But dishonesty is very common in our lives.
所以我们每隔一段时间我们要自己反省一下。
So we need to evaluate and examine ourselves every so often.
什么事情什么情况让我们不容易诚实。
Under what circumstances that we would be dishonest?
我们很诚实的把它列出来。
We should honestly list out those times.
我们发现我们有对人不诚实。
If we notice that we are dishonest to certain people,
纵然对方他没有发现。
Even though the other parties did not notice,
但是我们也是可以去向他承认，请求他的原谅。
But we could still go to the person to admit our wrong and to ask for forgiveness.
我们常常说谎话欺骗人，可能只能够骗一时之间，没有办法永远的骗人，骗人永远。
We know that if we speak a lie, it will only help temporarily, and we cannot lie forever.
当我们不对人不诚实，我们常常就生活在怕被人家发现的这一个阴影里头。
if we're dishonest, then we are always living in fear of having other people discover our lies.
这个无形当中增加我们生活当中的忧虑以及压力。
That will increase our worries and stress.
所以诚实所带来的结果一定胜过于隐瞒、说谎话、造假。
So, honesty will bring us a lot more positive consequence than that of dishonesty and lying and hiding the truth.
我们请再看箴言十五章。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 15.
箴言十五章二十八节。
Verse 28.
二十八节，义人的心思量如何回答？恶人的口吐出恶言。
Proverbs 15:28. The heart of the righteous studies how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours forth evil.
这里提醒我们，有时候讲话之前我们最好能够好好的思考一下，然后再讲出来。
This verse is telling us that before we say something, we need to consider what we're saying.
有时候我们还没有把事情弄清楚，我们就讲了，那可能我们是对人误会。
Because sometimes we may speak without knowing the whole truth, and we might speak the wrong thing.
没有思考就讲出来的话，可能会像下半句话所说的，就是讲出不好听的话，不好的话。
If we do not study how we should answer, then we would turn out to be the second phrase of this verse, which is that we pour forth evil with our words.
我们是努力的要做义人，结果因为我们所讲的话变成是恶人。
We are diligently trying to be a righteous man, but because of our words, we become an evil person.
所以有时候并不需要那么急着来回答，或者是讲出我们的评论。
Therefore, many times we do not need to immediately share our answers or our thoughts.
讲得太快了，常常反而让我们成为恶人，反而让我们是有羞愧的。
Because if we say things too fast without thinking, then we might turn out to be an evil person in the eyes of God.
那义人他还有许许多多的不同的表现。
And the righteous person also have other manifestation.
这个我们都有列在讲义里头。
And I have list them out on the handout.
那当然，成为一个义人这么的重要，它也会带来许许多多美好的结果。
It is so important for us to be a righteous man, and also it will have a lot of rewards at the end.
所以箴言里头也列出了很多有关义人所要得着的福气。
So the book of Proverbs also lists out a lot of blessings that the righteous man will receive.
我们就来看其中的两样。
And we could look at two of the items.
第一个就是义人的祷告会蒙垂听应允。
And the first one is that the prayers of the righteous will be heard and accepted.
请看箴言十五章第八节。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8.
第八节，恶人献祭为主所憎恶，正直人祈祷为他所喜悦。
The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight.
这里特别用献祭跟祈祷来做对比。
This verse used the word sacrifice and prayer to make the comparison
or contrast. 献祭是比较明显的，是看得见的，是献牛或者献羊。
The word sacrifice is something more obvious, that something we could see when they offer a bull or a lamb.
那常常我们的祈祷是非常的个人的，也常常不是在 在众人的面前，是我们私底下在内室里头的祈祷。
But prayers are many times more personal, and it happens when we're in our own personal room.
那无论是献祭或者祈祷，最主要的是要神能够接受。
No matter if it's a sacrifice or a prayer, the most important thing is that the Lord accept our sacrifice and prayer.
那这一节告诉我们，纵然是献祭，那如果是恶人所献的，神啊不喜欢，甚至这里用憎恶。
Even though a sacrifice is being made, but if the person who offers it is wicked, then it becomes something that God is very displeased with and even becomes an abomination.
但是义人虽然他没有献祭，他只是祷告，神垂听，神应允。
For a righteous person, even if that person did not offer a sacrifice, but only offer a prayer, but in the eyes of God, it is his delight.
那雅各书甚至说义人的祷告是大有功效的。
The book of James tells us that the prayer of the righteous is very effective.
我们花时间祷告，我们总希望我们的祷告是有功效的祷告。
We spend a lot of times in prayer, so we will hope that our prayers are effective.
那祷告就是在祷告的当下，可能十分钟，可能半个钟头。
Our prayers might be 10 minutes or 30 minutes.
但是要让祷告有功效，却跟我们的整个生活是有关系的。
But in order for our prayers to become effective, it is closely related to how we live our entire life.
就是我们在生活当中，我们是一个行义的人。
That means in our daily life, we are a person who practices righteousness.
我们再看二十九节。
Let us also turn to verse 29.
主远离恶人，却听义人的祷告。
The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous.
神是把每一个人都看得很清楚的。
God sees all of us very clearly.
他知道谁是恶人，谁是义人。
He knows who are the righteous and who are the wicked.
所以这里神远离所谓的恶人。
Therefore, the Lord is far from the wicked.
那义人无论是在哪里，神都听他们的祷告。
For the righteous ones, no matter where they are, God always listens to their prayer.
就像保罗，他遇到船难在深海里头。
Just like when Paul was suffering shipwreck.
整个那么大的海洋，就只有那一条遇到风浪的船。
In a vast ocean, there was this one boat that was facing a storm.
在那种地方，你呼救，到底谁听见了？
When you try to ask for help in such a place, no one can hear you.
甚至同船的人可能都听不到你的声音。
Even the people that are on the ship with you, they cannot hear your voice when you pray.
但是神却听见了保罗的呼求。
But God was able to hear the prayer of Paul.
因为保罗是神眼中的义人。
Because Paul was a righteous person in the eyes of God.
那第二个，我们成为义人，我们的家也会蒙福。
Secondly, if we are a righteous person, then our household will also be blessed.
我们请看箴言第三章三十三节。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 33.
箴言三章三十三节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 33.
三十三节，主咒诅恶人的家庭，赐福于义人的居所。
The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the just.
这里说义人的家是神所祝福的。
This verse tells us that the home of the just is blessed by God.
我们都希望我们家是蒙福的家庭。
We all want our home to be blessed by God.
那我们也都非常爱我们的家。
We love our home very much.
啊，一个爱家的人，他就应该努力的来做一个义人。
A person who loves his home, should diligently, try to pursue to become a righteous man.
啊，因为一个义人能够让家庭蒙神的祝福。
Because a righteous man can cause his household to be blessed by God.
那其实箴言里头更说到一个义人可能带给整啊虔诚的人都充满着喜乐。
The book of Proverbs even tells us that a righteous man can cause his entire city, to receive joy.
啊，我们都想要成啊，想要成为一个很有影响力的人。
We all want to become a person who is influential.
啊，其中一个秘诀就是努力的做一个义人。
One of the secrets is that we need to diligently become a righteous person.
做一个义人带给整个家庭正面的影响。
A person who is righteous can bring positive results to his home.
啊，甚至可以带给社会很正面的影响。
And can also bring positive influence to his community.
我们现在继续来学习第四个单元，论愚昧。
Now let us go to the fourth theme in Proverbs, which is foolishness.
为什么我们也需要来学习有关这个愚昧？
Why do we have to learn about foolishness?
我们有话说，这个所谓的聪明跟愚昧有时候它只是一线之差。
We say that sometimes the difference between wisdom or wise or foolishness, it's only a very short distance.
一个智慧人如果超过了那一条线，他可能就变成是愚昧。
So for a wise person, if they step over the line, they will become foolish.
比如说有一个故事这么讲。
There is a story that says,
有一次有一个人去拜访他的一个朋友，他的朋友是一个很有名的一个科学家。
There is a person who went to visit his scientist friend, who was very popular,
朋友是非常的 famous. 是非常的聪明的一个人。
And the scientist friend was very smart.
结果他发现说，他这个房间的门底下挖了两个洞，一个大，一个小。
He noticed that his friend's door had two holes under it.
那他就很好奇的问，很好奇的问说，你为什么在门底下挖了这两个洞？
So he was so curious, so he asked his friend, why did you dig two holes under your door?
他说，因为我有一条狗，一只猫。
He answered, because I have one dog and one cat.
这个大的洞让狗进出，小的洞让猫进出。
So I dug a big hole for my dog to come in and out, and a small hole for my cat to come in and out.
这个人就笑，就笑了。他说，那你干嘛挖两个洞？你挖一个洞就可以了。
So he told his friend, then why did you dig two holes? You just need one hole.
你挖了一个大的洞，狗可以进出，猫当然也可以进出。
If you dig one big hole, then both your dog and your cat can enter and exit.
这个科学家自己也笑了，说，哎呀，我怎么这么傻，这么笨。
So this very smart scientist friend laughed at himself and thought, that is true. Why didn't he think of that?
的确，智慧愚昧有时候就是一线之差。
So we could tell that sometimes foolishness and wisdom are not that far apart.
我们努力的做一个智慧的人。
We want to become a wise person.
但是我们也要知道，在什么情况之下，我们一不小心，我们也容易让自己变成是愚昧的。
But if we're not careful, then suddenly we can become foolish.
有时候一点点的愚昧就破坏了我们过去很多的努力。
Sometimes just a little bit of foolishness can destroy all our effort to become wise in the past.
所以箴言里头也特别的把愚昧人的表现做了很、啊、非常非常详细的记录。
And that is why the book of Proverbs、had an extensive records of、the manifestation of or behavior of、foolishness.、
啊、我们、啊、很快的都来把它看一下，成为我们的提醒。
So let us、quickly look over some of these so that they could be reminders for us.、
啊、让我们在生活当中、啊、不要落入了、啊、成为愚昧。
So that we will not fall into、this trap of foolishness.
请看箴言十一章十二节。
Let us turn to Proverbs 11, verse 12.
箴言十一章十二节。
Proverbs 11, 12.
十二节藐视邻舍的是毫无智慧。
He who is devoid of wisdom despises his neighbor.、
啊、这个我们昨天也有提到，藐视人、啊、是没有智慧的，也就是愚昧的。
We mentioned this verse yesterday that、people who despise others、are people who are devoid of wisdom.、
我们看见了一些事情，知道了一些事情，当然我们就会做比较。
When we know something, then we will start to compare.
那比较之下、啊、就会有比较不好或比较好。
When we make comparison, there will be something that belongs to、the category that's better and others that are not as good.
那就我们所看见的可能是我们比别人好。
So what we see is that we are doing better than others.、
啊、但是这不用去，因为这样就去藐视别人。
But we don't need to despise others when we find out that we are better.
很多时候我们这个项目比较好，不等于我们所有的项目都会比别人好。
Just because、we are doing better in one,、one thing doesn't mean that we are better in everything that we do.、
啊、我们不希望别人因为我们的一些、啊、比较弱的项目就藐视我们。
Because we do not want other people to despise us just because of one item that we're not doing as well.、
啊、那所以我们也不要去藐视别人的一些比较软弱的地方。
In the same way, we should know,、we should not despise others、for something that they're weak in.
好，我们再请看第一章第七节。
Let us also turn to chapter 1, verse 7.
箴言一章第七节。
Chapter 1, verse 7.
敬畏主是知识的开端，遗忘人藐视智慧和信徒。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
当不懂又不愿意去学习，不用、啊、不愿意去请教，这个就是愚昧。
If we don't understand something, but we're not willing、to seek for instruction、to understand, then this is considered foolishness.、
啊、的确在生活当中、啊、有一些事项是我们所不懂的，是我们所不会的。
There are some things in our lives that、we do not know and understand.、
啊、我们如果 不愿意被人来教导我们，那我们就永远不会。
But if we're unwilling for other people to teach us, then we will never learn how to do it.、
啊、所以这个就是愚昧。
And that is foolishness.、
啊、我们今天就学习到这里，我们明天继续。
We will end our lesson here today, and we will continue tomorrow.
我们一起默祷。
Let's say a silent prayer together.